masculine that was very mutsaltik as man, of constantly called Torah in the Bismedish. And we have a lot to be thankful today, Mishra, for that. We have a tremendous amount of shiurim, there's a Nagyayi Shir, where we're working, there's a Amyayi Shir, the Lizer, there's a upstairs Baharavdar, the Higgins, there's a Dirshu Shir, where we're Cantor, there's a Schwartz Shir every Monday and Wednesday night, there's a Chabura of Dafa Shua, there's a lot happening over here. Baruch Hashem, everyone is growing and there's always room for more. So if anybody wants to join for a shir, a chabur, or stam chabrusa, you can approach me, you can call on our phone number. We're always here to help everybody. So just a tremendous chus that we have with Rosh Hashiva here to give to the Torah on the Yom Tov, cover our team.
Celebrated in the second Adar. And the reason for that, the Gemara says, is the mismach geula ligula, to connect the geula of Purim with the geula of Pesach. And in the simple understanding of this would be Yetzias Mitzrayim Nes Nigla. Not one mace, a multitude of nisim, an incredible, dazzling array of all kinds of nisim gluyim that we're completely not used to in the regular mahalach of the bria. Hashem is Baruch, as a rule, is reluctant to do nisim gluyim. But Ramban says, even when Hashem is Baruch does nisim, he does them sparingly, as we know. And yet in Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was a notable exception to the rule. Hashem has brought piled nisim upon nisim. Rashi says in the Shira, Ad Yaver Amcha Hashem, Ad Yaver Amzim Kanisa, when a person buys something very precious and he pays a lot of money for it, besides the actual details of the sale, it's a manifestation of his love that he gives out so much. And Rashi says enigmatic words. So too, Hashem is Baruch took Klal Yisrael b'domim yikarim. Which Domim Yikarim is the pasuk referring to? And we know if a multimillionaire gives $100,000 for something, it doesn't show it's precious to him because he has so much. What kind of Domim Yikarim could there be that would show that Hashem is Baruch Kibiyok was giving all that away a lot? There's no lot for the Rebbe Yishlevin. What I believe Rashi means is that it doesn't, Domim Yikarim is not always that a person gives a lot of money or sacrifice. Sometimes a person has an ironclad rule. 6 to 7 is family time, and never ever does he break that, and there's no person who'll make an exception for him. And yet an old friend comes to town and is only here between 6 and 7. When the person goes out of his regular rule and makes an exception, that shows how precious this is for him. And And so when Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ka'odem Akreinu Chepetz Bedomim Yekorim, Hashem is Borach went away from the regular Mahalach HaBriya. The Mahalach of the Briya is that Hashem is Borach is Mamayit V'nissim. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw and splashed Nissim, so to speak, in a way that's completely untypical to show how precious Klal Yisrael is. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Nes of Purim, on the other hand, it's a very low-profile mace. It's a mace within the rules of Teva. There's no openly supernatural mace. It's an extraordinary connection of events, but each one of them makes sense. And people didn't discern at the time, till afterwards, when you put everything together, the Yad Hashem. And there's a connection between these two sides of the spectrum. Because the Ramban says in Parshas Bo that the tachlis of Nisim Geluyim, like Yetzias Mitzrayim, and I shouldn't really say like Yetzias Mitzrayim really is there to teach us at Seif Kol HaDeiros the lesson of Nisim. You know that over the years there have been many different ways of seeing the Yad Hashem. 60 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, in America also, there was a child, he's not a child anymore. It was a Yelad Pala. The Stifler talks about this in the Sefer Chaya Elim. It was a Yelad Pala that would say over Psukim and Chazal Balpei, he didn't know what he was talking about. But you'd open a Sefer near this child, in the 50s this was, and if the Sefer was close to the child, he would just say over what it said in the Sefer without understanding it. He was 4 or 5 years old. Somebody told me he was there in Eretz Yisrael, he went to this child, he opened up a siddur, and he said, Postach HaLiyo Bo'amah. And this 5-year-old child started rattling off the whole Maimah HaZayah, the Chassidim say, before davening. I'm not sure how many people who say it know what it means, but I'm sure this child for sure didn't know what it means. And he just rattled it off, and it was an amazing phenomenon. So at that time, Rav Chatzko Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, the Mashgiach in Ponovish, exhibited an interest in the story of this child, and he wanted to see the child. He said it would be a chizik for his amunah. And they came to pick him up, to take him. He had his coat on, and then he took his coat off. He said, no, I don't want to see the child. I don't need any extra chizik in amunah. My amunah comes from Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is what Hashem is Baruch gave us. Any other amunah is an amunah sheyesh bo pikpuk. The nisim gluyim of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the fountain from which we draw amunah b'chol ha'deiros. And the insight of this amunah is to recognize that not only in extraordinary times does Hashem's Baruch run the world, but min ha'nisim v'ha'niglim ha'mfusomim o'dal meidim ha'nisim ha'nistorim she'ein o'dal chelik v'teiris Moshe Rabbeinu al shenamin she'kol mikreinu o'maseinu kulam nisim ein ve'em teva klal. The Ramban says the tachlis of nisim is not to say that the Rabbeinu Shleim, when it comes to a crisis, the Rebbeinu Shleim intervenes, and the Rebbeinu Shleim moves into the business and sees what's going on and takes over, and then Chas V'Shalom is mistalik to go back to the Lomus HaAlyeinu. No. Min HaNisim HaNiglim Odom Meidah V'Nisim HaNistarim. And that's why Pesach and Purim are connected. The lessons of Pesach, the Amunah that we learn from Pesach, is manifested in Purim in understanding that Hashem Baruch rules the world through the Nisim HaNistarim. But I'd like to suggest another pshat based on Dibriya Dvarav HaKadoshim Shelach Chasam Sofer, two shtiklach Chasam Sofer, which I found very inspiring and very meaningful, and I'm hoping you will also, and I think they have a special meaning for us in our generation with the abundance of nisyanis that we're all faced by. Chasam Sofer says the Rashi at the beginning of Vayechi, everyone knows the Rashi. Rashi says, Vayechi is a parsha stuma. Lama parsha zu stuma. Efishik shenifte yankiv avinu. Nistle mal nibom ve'enem sheyisro mitzaros hashibut. The Ptira of Yaakov Avinu, 17 years after they came to Mitzrayim, the Shirim Nefesh, marked a stimas halei ve'enayim, marked the beginning of the Golus of Klal Yisrael. Soras Hashibut. And the Mefoshim asked an obvious question. technically started was soon as they came through Ben Hachelis. The Tzoros HaShibel, it seems from Rashi, started when Yaakov Avinu was Nifter. But we know that when Yaakov Avinu was Nifter, absolutely nothing changed. Chazal say that until every one of the last Shvatim was Nifter, Lehoyim B'Shavim Reis, and the Mitzriim did not do anything. And it's much more like that in the Pesukim. Vayomaz Yesem Cholecha V'Choladei Rahu V'Yokim V'Cholosh V'Mitzrayim Ashe Le'yodes Yesem V'Yem V'Lam V'Yomim Yitzchak Molech. It started after the Ptira of all the Shvatim. Ashe Le'yodes Yesem. A new era came, a new world, and in that world, Paray instituted Le'yodes Yesem. And as Chazal say, Cholakim V'Tei Bosu Shechaberi Sef Kevim T'Tei Bosu Shechamokim Mi Hashem Ashe Eshma V'Kele. But as long as the Shvatim were alive, everything was fine. Nothing changed. And yet Rashi seems to indicate that after the Ptira of Yaakov Avinu, his Nistema Nibom Reinem Shei Yisrael Mitzoros Hashem. And the Chasam Sofer in his droshes, it's good to know that if you want to really absorb these sages of the Chasam Sofer, the deity, in the droshes, more than in Chumash, if I may say so. In Chasam Sofer, it says in a drosha, the pasuk at the beginning of Bukhul Kesai describes the utopian world, a world that we've never witnessed, because the Ramban says, Lohoya el osin niyas, it's a world that's going to take place when Bias HaMashiach, in Bukhul Kesai Tilechu, when Klal Yisrael ultimately comes to the full level of Shmiras HaTorah and Mitzvahs. The Pasuk talks about the reward, mainly, as Pesukim do, in Gashmias, the Tvur, the Gishomim, the Sholem, the Shalva, a world that we're sadly far from witnessing as of yet, but the Mitzvah Hashem B'Meheru will be Zecher to it. And the Pasuk continues, V'nasati Mishkani V'Seichem, V'Sigol Nashi Eschem, V'Shalachti V'Seichem, K'matayim. And the last thing, the triumphant last note of this tremendous assortment of Tevis, Ani Hashem Mikechem, Asher Hitzeti Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Yeis Lein Avodim, Vo'esh Ber Moites Ulchem, I will break the chains off your back, Vo'eilech Eschem Kevim Yeis. Frektech Sam Sefer, which Moites Ulchem will Yidden be carrying the Mois HaMashiach? Even now in Golus Baruch Hashem, most of us are not walking around with Moites Ulchem. And yet when Mashiach comes, Hashem as well promises He'll break the chains of our back. What are these Moites Ulchem that the Pasuk is referring to? And the Chasam Sofer says something really remarkable. The Chasam Sofer says, he asks a question. He allows himself to ask a question that we'd be afraid to ask. He says, what is Pesach? What is the great Yontem of Pesach? Zman Chelusim. The Golus of Mitzrayim is unique. It wasn't a Golus that was marked by Tzicha, by Shmad, even though Chazal say there were such things, but the Pasuk doesn't bring that. The main essence of Golus Mitzrayim is Shivut. A tremendous servitude to Paray, Avedis Porech, Aveda. And when we left Mitzrayim, at last we gained our liberty, our independence. Something in America they talk about it a lot. People want to be free, people want to live their own life. We never had it for 210 years, and we came out and we were B'nai Chayim. In Yontif, we say, Pesach, this is the Zman Chayim Seyid. Frektich Sam Sefer. Kili B'nai Yisroel Avodim. Let no one else take over our yidus and ever, because we are avodim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We were avodim in Mitzrayim. Story kaidim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out and thereby made us his avodim. So we are avodim to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we used to be avodim the Pari. So yes, it's a more meaningful avodus to be an avodim to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it's avodus. And when we speak about tzaddikim, what do we say? Eved Hashem. Rabbi Shulchan Yisrael led the Mir Tehillah from Kivega when he was in his famous Tavo, which is recorded from Meiselach. Kivega writes that they should only write on his Matseva, Lomad Mitech Yisur Midelir, Miyoise Ben Tezayim Shonah. I think he writes, the time he was 16, he learned every day Yisur Midelir, Eved La'Avde Hashem. He didn't want to write more than on himself than Eved La'Avde Hashem. And the Kehillah allowed themselves, Mustamu Beiroz Gedalim, to change that word, and they wrote Eved Hashem. Eved Hashem. What a tremendous shach to say on a tzaddik. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky in his famous Hesped on the Mashgiach of Chatzkel Zecher Tzaddik Lebrocha, his words were, Mir Benun Kerem Vatzeil for unsere Kinder, we'll be able to give over to the next generation that we saw an Eved Hashem. We saw someone who lived out this. So the essence of a Yid is an avdus to the Rebbeinu. We don't just do things, we're avodim. A person pays a tax to the American government, but he's not an avod. That's not the concept. We don't just do things, we're avodim to the Rebbeinu Shalom. To the extent that Rebbeinu Yehuda says, a mumer in the Dom Echot, someone who throws away one mitzvah, according to some Tanoim, is a mumer l'chalatera. Why does that affect the kiyum of the rest of the things that he does? Sakra ben yeyda kiyum, oma yeyma ha'eved l'rabbi. Kheila shetema alai eses ulosi dova echad. If the eved says to his old man, I'll do 99% of what you tell me, but one thing that you're telling me I won't do. Kva shiva rei ladein of miyodoi, an eved is a shemisht. An eved has no day of his own. So we're according to the Rebbeinu Shalom, reflected from Sefer. Where does man chayruseinu? We used to be avodim to Paroi, and now we elevated ourselves to a higher level of avodim. Very nice, but we're still avodim. Sotech sam sefer dvorim lefloim. Sotech sam sefer. What is this feeling that human beings have? The whole country of America was based on this. We have an urge, and we're prepared to fight for it, not to be slaves. What's the essence of that? The essence is a person wants to do his own rotzen. He doesn't want to have to wake up in the morning and think about what somebody else wants. I don't care whether you're tired. I want a tea or a coffee, or you want, I want this, I want that. I have to live my life thinking about what somebody else wants. That represses. That doesn't allow me to be myself. I have my own essence, my own creativity, my own desires, and you're stunting me, and you're not allowing me to be myself. That's avdus. That's repressive. Zogdich sam sefer, but if a person enjoys being an eved, if it's a prestige and it's a badge of honor, if a person is picked from a few million people to be the person who is the changing of the guard, he's allowed to guard Buckingham Palace, he's allowed to be the servant there, it's a great prestigious, something very prestigious for him. That's not repressive. That's something he's happy with. So the Sam Sefer, for a Yid to be an Eved Hashem is the highest honor. To be allowed to be an Eved, to be Zeicha. If we could be Zeicha, if a child would be asked for a wish, could you pass me a Siddur? The child would be talking about it for weeks, and later would become an old man and talk to his grandchildren about it. He had the schus to do a shimish for another model. If we're mishamish, we're oise nachas yulach liyetzver. If we can be zeicha to be avodim for the Rebbeinu Shalom, this is our pride and joy. This is the essence of what we are. This is what we want to be. Zog de chosid yaybet, dvorim nizgovim. A person a yid can cry from his vault. Zog tra ani abducho ben amasecho. When a person is taken by pirates and forced into captivity, they have to chain him because he wants to get away. But when a person is the eved of the king, it's a pedigree, it's something that he's had for generations, he's proud of it, he doesn't want to be anywhere else. There's nowhere else where he'd rather be than here. So David HaMelech, Ani Abdecha, Ben HaMosecha, I'm an edikel of Rus. She gave away the greatest aristocracy and nobility to have the privilege of being your Omer. You don't need chains for me. This is where I am because this is where I want to be. for a yid to be an Eved Hashem is not something that's a spirit of Hayris. It's allowing him to live what he really wants. And maybe he's not. It's not a spirit. It's not an oppressive sort of ahas. And then the Chassam Sofer delivers a Ramsha. And the Chassam Sofer says, if a yid is makayim kol mitzvahs kulam, he's makayim kol atirik kulam, v'chol protein v'dikdukein, he's makayim every mogen avroam, and every bir agroam, and every bir alocha, and every chaznish, but he's rather not. He's doing it because he has to. He doesn't enjoy it, and he doesn't feel that he wants to. So the Chassam Sofer, kefi hashir, as far as that person hasn't come to a recognition that this is what he really wants, he's still in avdus, even if it's not avdus for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He's not achieved chayrus yet. The ultimate chayrus is when a person recognizes that instead of doing what someone else wants, instead of just doing what the Mechav and Ramon want, I'm doing what the Mechav and Ramon tell me to do because that's what I want. And if a person doesn't feel that, he's still in avdus, and he's still oppressed, and he's not yet reached chayrus. This is the meaning of what the Sforim say, which Kabbalah Dekenyonim. The Sforim say that Geulas Mitzrayim is Nigma Vavias HaMashiach. Kol Yimei Chayecha Lohovi L'Mais HaMashiach. And every year we hope to continue the process of Yitzias Mitzrayim. What does that mean? We left Mitzrayim a long time ago. The Zman Chayreseinu requires that a person should come to the recognition that this is what we are. This is what we want to be. Our president likes to say, this is what we are, this is not what we are. This is just hollow words coming from a God. But for us, it's very meaningful. This is what we are. Shmiras HaTorah VaMitzvos is exactly where we want to be. The more a person feels that, the more a person recognizes that, the more he's achieved chayrus. Otherwise, he's still in Mitzrayim. Zot Chassam Sofer. As far as a person can go, and as great as a person is, he can't achieve full chayrus until Bias HaMashiach. It's more on the floor. The ultimate Geulas Mitzrayim, the ultimate Zman Chayrusayim will be Bizman Bias HaMashiach. And this is the crescendo, the end of everything that the Torah talks about in Bias HaMashiach. Ani Hashem Elekeche, Asher Hitzesi Eschem Yeretz Mitzrayim Behiyois Vahem Avodim. In Mitzrayim you were Avodim to someone else. It wasn't what you wanted. For as where Moites Ulchem, the Ulchem that you've created, that this is not where I want to be, I wish I could be outside, I wish I could be somewhere else, I wish I could be doing what this boy used to do before he committed suicide, or that boy did before he got on drugs. I wish I could be here or there or somewhere else, but the life of Torah is not something I'm excited about. That Moites Ulchem, I'll smash when Mashiach comes, and you'll be completely happy with what you have. And you'll walk around the kindness kufa, proud of your essence and comfortable with what you are. And this, I believe, gives us an insight into the connection between Purim and Pesach. Purim is all about, the Geula of Mordechai is all about this concept. The Gemara tells us that after Matan Torah, for the hundreds of years, till the Zman of Purim, Yidden were anusim. They were mekabel the Torah, but under duress. And the Kabbalah wasn't a Kabbalah Shlema. Hode kibluah, bimeach ha-shveir, shalem ha-kimu v'kimu. And the Chassam Sofer explains in a different piece, it doesn't just mean the Kabbalah wasn't a Kabbalah Shlema. The attitude to Torah, there was a certain tension within people. We know, every mechanic knows this. There are oscillating forces in people. There's part of a person that says, I don't like to be told what to do. I like to be free-spirited. I like to be creative. Sometimes the bocher, you see this during the Zman, I can't take the regimen, I can't take the rules. I'm waiting for Bein Zman, and then I can produce, then I can learn, then I can thrive. But then Bein HaZmanim comes, and what do you hear the Bokha say? I can't produce without discipline. It's only when I'm forced, because people have these two sides to them, this tension. Somehow we don't produce without discipline, and yet on the other hand, the person wants to be free spirit. He wants to be what he wants to be himself. We see something remarkable. Anoshim Gedalim were extremely disciplined. When we hear the stories about Rabbi Yashiv, I mean, we can go back to all the Gedalim. The Gedalim of Art Kufa, Rabbi Yashiv's discipline, microseconds, every minute was accounted for, literally seconds were accounted for. There were questions, big questions, like Tumas Kainim about leaving the basic chorus. He said, it's not important enough for me. I've got too many Aguna Shaivas to look into. I can't be Mavarad such Shaivas. The Yunger Light in his Shira asked him, they want 10 more minutes to speak to him in learning after the Shira. He thought for a moment and he said, no time. I don't have 10 minutes a day to give for that. A person who sat 10, 15, 20 hours a day, and yet every picture you see of him, Manucha, you don't see any tension, you don't see any frustration. Halavai the Yidin that flee in their home with vacations would have such a ruhig penema and would look so comfortable. You have a Yid of Aaron Leib Shteyman. You look at a picture, you think he's traveling Yontif every day. He's going to Asher Brooks and eating Kachom Shalas Liba, always looks ruhig, always looks comfortable. Man never ate a good meal for the last 50, 60 years, not interested in eating a good meal, but the tanesim and the precious, comfortable, completely ruhig. Zogdach Sam Seifa Adobah Nifla. Zogdach Sam Seifa Shteyt Megimorim Chulim in Kufla Mates, Motcha Min Atari Minayin. Where's the remnants for Motcha in Chumash? Megillah says this Ksuvim. Where's the remnants for Motcha in Chumash? Shanema Mod Roir Umetageminon Miradachia. The Posek by the Psalmim says in Kisisa Mod Roir, and the Targum is Miradachia, which is the Isis of Motcha. What's the connection between Mod Roir and Motcha? Zogdach Sam Seifa Adobah Nifla. Mod Roir. The word Roir means freedom. Crossing Droyer, Yukra Levenim Bas. Well, crossing Droyer, Sabduk Sam Seifa, how does the Psalm have to do with Droyer? The Ramban talks about this by Arichas in Kisisa. And the Ramban says, Adova Nifla. The Ramban says that the Chaya that they took the blood from, which gave the Psalm the Tzvi, the kind of animal that it was, he says, if the animal is caged, if the animal is held in the chains, it will not give out good pesomim, it won't give out harve, and it won't smell good either. The pesomim that the tzvi gives is when he's metayil bin arugis ka'avas nafshi, when he's comfortable with himself and he's walking up and down and he feels that he has his own freedom, that's when he gives out the best pesomim. Zogdach Sam Seifa, the Yidden till the time of Purim believed that the only way to be Mekayim Kol HaTorah is to be Moitei Tzulchan, to feel an attitude of chained in, otherwise we will not be able to be disciplined enough. Motche exhibited a different level of Shmiras HaTorah, more Dreh, the Besomim, the Reach of the Torah of Motche was that it was with the freedom, and it was recognizable, that it's completely comfortable, it is where exactly where he wants to be. Modcha Atzadik lifted up the whole generation to recognize the concept of Droyer. This Rabbeisai is something that I'm sure was important in all generations, but in our generation more than all others. A person who has been Mekayim the Torah by rote, without a Gishmak and without a Mesikas, is in today's world in a very dangerous place. And is liable to be caught up in all kinds of things. A person has to enjoy and has to feel fullness of the enjoyment of Torah and Yerushalayim. I heard once a beautiful story from the Chofetz Chaim, almost Ruach HaKodesh Dik, and I want to share it with you because it's so instructive. The Chofetz Chaim in his last 20 years, as we know, was Moiseh Nefesh to supply Russian soldiers from Yiddish boys who were in the army with their needs. He wrote a sefer, Machne Yisroel, for them with different inyanim that he doesn't write in Mishnah Berurah, certain kules that they needed in the army. And he also was doyeg, ma'oid ma'oid, that they should have kosher food. And he collected money for this and he organized that the Russian government should allow from a Yidden to give kosher food for the soldiers that they should not eat treif. One day a person comes to the Chofetz Chaim and says, Rebbe, we're wasting our time and our money. I have good reports that the Jewish boys there, those that are a bit weaker, they get the kosher food, they eat up the kosher food, and then afterwards, when the Goyish army serves the meal, they take that also. They eat first the kosher food and then they eat the Goyish food. So what the targets? So the Chofetz Chaim said, no. The first thing you have to know is, after they eat the kosher food, if they're not so hungry, they probably eat less kosher food than they would have otherwise. Every kezayis is another laugh. We've been matzal them from another bit of nevela. On the contrary, he said, what we have to do is we have to realize that we're not giving them enough food. We have to fill them with so much yishmak and delicious food. I can't imagine how I'm talking like this. But this is the derech of tzaddikim. They understand simple people like us also. He said, we have to fill them with such delicious, appetizing food that after that they just got no room for anything more. And then the Chofetz Chaim closed his eyes and Baruch Kodesh Kedaka, he said, we daven on Shabbos v'yontzef. We kachenu b'mitzvah tzacha. Along with tefillah, we should be instilled with the kedusha of all the mitzvahs that we do. V'sein chalkeinu v'sein asecha. And we should be completely dovah kenteira. Sabeinu mitzvah v'samchein v'shua tzacha. Sabeinu mitzvah satiate us with your good, which v'vashu say means panasa teva. After we've asked for Kachena b'mitzvisecha, b'seichel kena b'seirisecha, the next thing we ask for is Sapeinu mitzvecha, k'mat b'mashemtza. What's it of Shachim yet? So the Chofetz Chaim, over the mitzvah, says a person learned, does a mitzvah, and is inspired, and he feels good about it. Kachena b'mitzvisecha. A person learns a seder, b'seichel kena b'seirisecha. But the heart of the person is very big, and there's room for more. And he still feels a little bit empty. And then he starts looking somewhere else. He's still hungry. And he starts taking the Goyisha food after the Yiddish food. Chofetz Chaim saw a tremendous mushroom in this. Rebbeinu Shalom, Sabeinu Mitzvecha. Allow the mitzvahs and the Kedusha of your Torah to fill us up until we're surveyor, we're so satiated that we're not looking for anything else. I said once to a bocha, it was Nagea. What does it mean, Yamali Hashem Kom Shabbos Libcha L'Teva? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should fulfill all your desires. Maybe it means something else. A person has a big heart, a chamber full of desires. He wants to be a lamban, and he wants to know ksuvus. He even wants to learn Leshem, and he would like to go to Meron, and he wants to go to Umar, and he wants to be down at Nais. But after all of that, the heart is a big, big chamber. He also wants a few other things that are not so pleasant, that are not so positive for his. Mebet Rebbeinu Shalom, Yemale Hashem, fill Kol Mishalis Rebbeinu. All our ambitions and all our desires should only be L'Teva, should only be for good things. We should find such satiation, such satisfaction in Ruchnius that we shouldn't need anything more. This is the message of Geulas Mitzrayim. A person cannot achieve chayrus if he's doing something unwillingly. And if he's doing something unwillingly and he feels the moites ulchem, that shmiras ha-teir va-mitzvus is moites ulchem, we hear this unfortunately from so many of our youth, but we have to make sure it doesn't reflect on the way we think or the way they've seen from us. If we're walking around feeling that there's a moites ulchem, that we have no choice, but really we're not doing what we enjoy doing, then chas v'sholem is going to be a room to look for somewhere else. Sabeinu mitzvecha. We should be zecher to be dripping, salivating from Torah mitzvahs, and shmak mit amasikis, mit asencho. And benissen nigalu, benissen asidin legol, to be zecher to be eshboi moites ulchem, wa oile cheschem kem mias, bebias, kem sadi, bebiri, yomenu, amen, and shkem.